Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the guy who takes the chicken and cuts them into those little triangles so Taco Bell can serve them to you as chicken nachos.
Chicken nachos.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen those commercials, chicken nachos, where it's like a triangle shape?
Yeah.
Piece of chicken and they dip it in. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like naked chicken chips.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, first of all, it's a breaded chicken, so the chicken's not naked.
Yeah.
Second of all, it's not a chip.
It's not a chip.
Just because you cut it in a triangle, I eat Lay's potato chips and they ain't triangle.
They are not.
Are they any less of a chip than a Dorito?
Yes, because they're not chicken.
Oh, okay.
It's true.
I guess.
But that's not what we're here for.
No.
Your graduation may not be as big of a celebratory moment as you think it is.
Why?
Because, number one, I was perusing the Facebook, I was looking at some pictures, and I'm like coming to some realizations that, you know what, this ain't how it all is supposed to be.
Okay.
I have a list of things to prove to you people that are graduating or participated in some graduations. That it may not be as celebratory of a moment as you think it is. Number one,
okay.
Your graduation ain't all that if in the background of all of your graduation pictures, there are armed police officers mounted on crowd control horses.
Wow.
I saw it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No.
Another reason why your graduation may not be that celebratory of a moment, the real reason everyone is smiling so big in your pictures is because not one of them thought your ass had a snowball's chance in hell of graduating.
I know a couple of those kids.
It's an inconvenient truth, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm here on Fat Guy Radio Show to set the record straight.
Preach.
The tears that your parent, the tears that are in your parents' eyes are not tears of joy. They are the tears of regret for pushing you through high school and neglecting that yo ass want to go to college now. They realize that bill is about to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us online, these are reasons that your graduation isn't as celebratory of a moment as you think it is. Your graduation ceremony had a cash only hard liquor bar in the lobby.
What?
It ain't that great of a graduation, folks. I saw it. Somebody posted a graduation picture, and there was a cash-only bar in the background.
That graduation is lit.
Wow.
Your graduation ceremony wasn't held at your school because you don't have an auditorium or a football field, so they just rented out the YMCA's parking lot.
Ooh, parking lot?
The parking lot. You out there graduating thinking you have a moment in your life about to start and change, and there's some lesbian in there taking a shower.
Some lesbian taking a shower.
The YMCA, isn't that where lesbians go to shower?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm not allowed in the women's shower.
Send your complaints to Ryan at his wife graduated with an MBA. You think your graduation night with the love of your life was something extra special and magical. But what really happened is that they screwed your brains out that night, hoping you wouldn't realize that their ass never graduated.
Wow.
Wow. I'm setting the record straight, Lip. We're community building here on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah.
You think your diploma may not be credited because your school ain't a real school.
Like,
and how you determine if your school ain't a real school is by your school names. Now listen, Mocha, these are literally real school names in Arizona.
Okay.
Real school names in Arizona. Bioscience High.
Yes.
That school is all about having sex. That's all that it is.
Wow.
Bioscience High.
I wish I went there when I was in high school.
Desiderate High.
Desiderate.
I think they just misspelled desperate.
I think they misspelled degenerate.
North Point. What school do you go to? Just point. North. Hamilton High. This is in Arizona. Hamilton High. That ain't no real school. They just got nothing but musicals going on. That's all it is, just musicals. Bostrom Alternative Center. What?
Wait, Alternative Center?
Alternative Center. It ain't
okay, because you sounded like you said Alternative Center.
No.
I'm like, wait, what's the alternate, like, Bostrom Alternative Saint?
Like, Marcus D. Niza High.
Marcus D. Niza.
You know that is not a real high school
that
because they named the high school after the janitor. That's clearly what they did, Mocha.
Marcus D. Niza.
I reject your reality and substitute my own. Yeshiva High School.
I haven't heard of that one. I heard of all the other ones.
Yeah, spell it. You can't even spell your high school name. That's not a real school.
It starts with a Y, doesn't it?
Paragon Science Academy.
Never heard of
it. You will never use paragons in your adult life. Why is a school named Paragon?
What is a paragon?
Exactly.
Is it a parallelogram?
Chibola High. Ain't that bread?
It's not Chibola.
It is Chibola High.
Spell it out.
C-I-B-O-L-A.
Cibola. It's Cibola.
Hey, there's another
Chibola.
One. Another one. South Point High. But I'm going to help you graduates. South Point High ain't nowhere near North Point High.
Yeah, they're on the opposite.
They're on the opposite side. And here's the one I tell you that really blew my mind. Sage Academy. That ain't no real school because they only open during Thanksgiving. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us online, these are reasons that your graduation may not have been as celebratory of a moment as you have. And finally, in my hand, I hold the final letter. There is no such thing as graduating from kindergarten. It's not real. Sorry, kids. It's not real. The only reason that there is a kindergarten graduation ceremony is so that your teachers can see the people who created your glue-eating, skirt-looking-up, wall-painting, pants-wetting, cried for 3 hours every day for your first week, booby-pinching, can't spank you because the laws change, little mother trucker. But keep in mind, you graduated.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
British dudes, man. They're the best with girls, at least what I see, man. British, no, you know what? They're not the best at hitting on girls. You know who the best at hitting on girls are? Black dudes, for real. Hands down. Yeah, right. White chick with a black dude right there. That's how he... Right? You know, because black dudes, that's what, yo, a British dude be hitting on a girl, and then a black dude rolls up, British dude knows game over, for real. Yeah. A British dude will be like, hello, how are you doing? You look beautiful. Oh, a black guy. All right, see you later. Black dudes got that confidence, man. Some black dudes say rude things to girls and still get laid. That's how much confidence they have, right? You ever heard a black dude just like, yo, man, how you fit all that in them jeans? How is that not the rudest thing ever? To say to somebody you never met before, just, yo, man, you too big to be wearing them pants. Yeah. Yeah, what you do, zip them up with pliers? That's what's up? Yeah, y'all got high cholesterol and whatnot, don't you, man? Yeah. What you do, jump off a building and dive into those pants? Yeah. And the girl's just like, oh my God, I want to suck your right now. I can never tell a girl how she fit all that in those jeans. No way. A white dude? Me? Hey, first of all, I would mess that up immediately. I would just be like, ma'am, you know, you're a fat bitch. Oh,
it must be true because I heard it on the radio. It must be true. It must be true.
From the city of Glendale, in the Grand Canyon State, it's the world's funniest hit internet radio show and podcast, Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring Corey Blaze. And now, Arizona's most beloved fat guy, here's Corey Blaze.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. I am your host, Corey Blaze. Fat Guy Radio Show live from the sweltering heat of Arizona. And heard in over 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world known as the Fatnatics. And I'm talking about you out there. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, dude.
We like the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys during the show, just like Marta Martha did off the Twitter. Hello, I missed you guys. Marta Moo 1 and 2 off the Twitter. You can get your tweets. Your tweets may make it live on the air. Tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show is brought to you by Target at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Getting ready for Memorial Day? Target has everything you need and more. Starting this Sunday, you will save big with amazing offers from Target featuring BOGO women's, juniors, and plus dresses 50% off. And just in time for the summer, you can receive a free $25 gift card when you spend $100 or more on toys, games, and sporting goods. These savings and much more all through fatguyradioshow.com/target, the Target banner on our website, or by tapping the Target icon on our official show app, Target. Expect more, pay less. Hello, hello, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us once again. I'm trying to find my Memorial Day clip. Don't I have the Memorial Day clip?
I don't know if it's still in there.
Bay 5.
No, it's not on 5. It's not even loaded anymore.
What?
I know. So I'm like looking through it, but that's not what we're here for. Memorial Day is coming up, but while I search for these.
It's Memorial Day.
I don't like to kick the show off with any bad news and sad news because that's what we try to avoid doing here on Fat Guy Radio Show. But we have a nice group of people that actually download and subscribe to this show overseas.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the unfortunate incidents that took place earlier this week at the Ariana Grande concert, we just want to, you know, let Manchester know, keep your head up. This is all we're going to talk about it. So if you want to escape everything that's going on, because I know you're being inundated with it over there, come join us. Hang out with us because this is the first and last time you're going to hear us talk about it. But our prayers and thoughts are with you guys over there, and got to keep safe. And the only thing I can say is, damn it, I wish we had leadership that could eradicate the world of these humanless people, because stuff like this shouldn't be happening as often as it happens. But that's all I'm going to say about it. Mocha, you got anything to share about it?
Hearts and prayers go out to you.
Lip.
Hearts and prayers.
That's all we got for you, ladies and gentlemen. Back to Memorial Day.
Yeah. Memorial Day.
I can't find it, Lip.
It's Memorial Day.
It's not uploaded.
How did it go?
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Is it called Mem Day Bed?
Try that.
All right, let's try that. Let's try that. I know. Yep. We're pulling the curtain back, ladies and gentlemen. Martha, aren't you glad you came back? Let me see. Hold on.
I got it boosted like super high, so.
All right, here we go. Nope, that ain't it. That was That was a really cool beat.
We'll make our own Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Sing it, Mocha Mocha Go.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
Hamburgers.
Memorial Day.
Red flags.
Memorial Day.
Blue flags.
Memorial Day.
I'm going out into the backyard. I'm gonna light it up. I'm gonna go hard. Hot dogs, burgers, all on the grill. It's gonna be so big. It's gonna be a thrill. You gotta bring your family. Gotta bring your cousin. Gotta bring your mama. And even bring the uncle, cause you know he's gotta come. He gonna be drunk. But it's alright because it's all Memorial Day. Fuck, ugh.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day. Memorial Day.
Memorial Day.
That was pretty dope, Corey. I didn't know you could freestyle.
Thank
like
you,
that.
Ladies and gentlemen. My black fell out.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys made me black.
I almost went Negro.
You did.
Never go full Negro.
I got a little bit of flow in there. You know,
yeah, I saw that. He said he going to be drunk, but it's okay because it's Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. Memorial Day.
All right, enough of that because it ain't about us.
No.
It's about something that took place Monday night and Tuesday night that I got to cover. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is going to be really all about one thing, and that's me. What?
What? What? Wait, hold on.
Wait.
Wait, live. I seriously.
Hold on, let me give it to you, Mocha, because I know you want the record scratch, okay? Well, here it goes.
What?
Miami lost?
Ladies and gentlemen. Please go see the video because right now Corey forgets he has no control.
I do have control.
Oh, no control, wow. Liv. Oh, you're not going to talk. What?
This show, if you are not a watcher of the
Voice
yes.
on NBC, you are going to be in the dark for the most part of this show.
So go ahead and pause this. Go ahead and binge watch The Voice and then come back.
Right.
Ready? You guys have 5 seconds. Ready? Here you go.
One, two, three, four, five.
Welcome back.
Man, did you enjoy The Voice? I mean, that was amazing, wasn't it?
It was great.
It's so funny because that bit we did last week, someone actually sent me a tweet and said, Corey, oh my God, iTunes paused the show exactly where I paused it. And then when I restarted it, you were like right back there and it blew their mind. So it actually
works. It works.
The Voice happened. I've been tracking with The Voice, ladies and gentlemen, and watching the final performances. On Monday night, they debuted and I know this is old news. It was really difficult for me to hold this all in, and it was difficult for me to even prep for today's show because I had to stay off of social media.
Yeah.
Because social media was engulfed with Voice results and who the winner was, and I didn't want to know who it was. I wanted to watch it because I had it on my DVR.
Yeah.
So I watched it all on Wednesday.
Okay.
So I just watched it all yesterday. So I'm still on a Voice high. Mm. Now, we talked about it previously on the show where I exposed D-Tay to a couple episodes of it, but he didn't really track with it as much as I did.
No. But I did enjoy the performances.
Exactly.
They were pretty amazing.
So I was pissed because we lost Hunter Plake, and I was pulling for Hunter Plake.
I was all right with him leaving.
And they brought Hunter Plake back for the finale and put him under Gwen Stefani. And they redid her Don't Speak, but they allowed Hunter to remix it and remake it, and he killed it.
What?
He made
Wait, that... so was he in the finale?
He was in the finale.
So he was one of the final people?
No. He wasn't in the finale as a contestant.
So
he was
in the finale for the show?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
He was back. Yeah, they didn't bring him back. That's not how it happened.
But who was his original coach?
Gwen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Gwen had no one in the final four.
So they brought him back so she can have someone for a performance with.
Now, I know you haven't watched it, and anybody that has, so some of these points you might not be able to get it, but what they did, and I didn't realize this, that the final four get to write and produce or get to release their own single.
Ooh.
Yes. And you know that in the final four, I was pulling for Chris Blue, even though I know that the winner was going to end up being the country girl.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Chris Blue debuted his single album, and it was called Money on You. And when I first heard it, I didn't like it too much.
Okay.
But then I played it again, and then it kind of started clicking a little bit. And our friends over at NBC sent us some audio clips that we can play just in the background of his live performance. And this is Chris Blue, Money on You.
Okay.
And the reason why I didn't like it is because the way he sounded.
He sounded like... That doesn't sound like the Chris Blue that we saw sing all those other songs.
Yeah.
He sounds like everyone else.
Robot.
Yeah, okay.
Wait, hold on.
I got to go to the three shot because Lip actually spoke.
Yeah, and then it was kind of like they auto-tuned him too. But this is the live performance. We could be golden. Yeah, we got nothing to lose. See, so... Now it's got a nice little driving beat and everything, you know. So I could totally hear that on the radio.
Yeah, I could hear that on the radio too.
But I didn't like how it differed. It went away so much of what
he was,
what he built his voice on, or his voice, participation on. It's totally different. But then all of them did something different, except for Lauren Dusky.
Oh, that's the country singer, right?
And that's the country girl who I think is going to win it all.
So do you think they did a LeBron James and they all like phoned in that the finals? And
I don't think they phoned in the finals because this was they debuted their singles on the finals
results show. Oh, okay.
And they did it all. Now Aaliyah Molden, who is the 15-year-old that I think was just hit by the lucky stick. And she should have been nowhere near the finals of this show because she didn't have the skills anywhere near what everybody else had. And I will say this, Aaliyah Molden was hit with a lucky stick when it came to this show. Did somebody's phone just fall? I'm trying to work through it, but clearly you two are going to make me stop the show so we can figure out what the hell just hit the floor.
That was my water bottle.
And Aaliyah Molden's on Blake Shelton's team, right?
Aaliyah Molden's on Blake Shelton's team.
Isn't Lauren Sandusky?
And Lauren Sandusky is also, because Blake had two finalists.
Wow.
And Alicia Keys had Chris Blue, and Adam Levine had Jesse Larson.
And Jesse Larson's the fat guy.
Jesse Larson's the fat guy.
Well, he's not the fat guy. He's the big guy.
He is.
Jungle Love.
Let me talk, we talk about Lauren Dusky, I really think Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are together. Gwen has to be a really, really jealous person because watching Blake and Lauren Dusky on stage together, even in their interviews, even in their preps, there is some sexual tension between those two.
Ooh.
And Blake is doing his best to hide it, but Blake is all man.
Yeah.
And there is no, and I'm sorry, Lauren is a little better looking than Gwen.
Ooh, I don't think so.
I think that Gwen, when Lauren Dusky was up there performing, I think, and the cameras probably didn't catch it, but if we were there in that studio, we'd probably see Gwen giving the old stink eye every once in a while over to Blake and make sure he wasn't looking too hard. But in those back in those confessionals and when they were one-on-one together, there is definitely some sexual tension between Blake and Lauren Dusky.
Ooh, a little love story there.
Might be a little extra strumming of the strings, you know what I'm saying?
You got to pluck it.
But Lauren Dusky she exudes celebrity on the show. And I really believe that she is going to pull this off.
Okay.
I really believe that she's going to pull this off. Chris Blue.
Yeah.
I have spoke very high of him.
Okay.
On the show.
Yes, you have.
I really have.
That's my guy.
I know, because my guy got voted off, so I had to go to Chris.
Backup guy.
Because that was my second one. It was either him or Lauren Dusky. That's who I think should walk away with either one of the
I problems. Agree. I totally agree with you.
But Chris Blue is doing something that they did the reel of his whole process on The Voice, and I found one underlying repetitive thing about Chris Blue.
Oh, what is it?
His fiance, Stephanie. Everything he does is for his fiance, Stephanie. He went and auditioned. He said at the beginning, if God gave him the opportunity to audition for The Voice and he made it, he would make Stephanie his wife. Stephanie is the one that had the brain surgery and died on the table two times. Stephanie, 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 Stephanie. How much of his life is validated by this Stephanie?
She's probably the one who pushed him.
No, when you see the show as far back as I've watched it, you would see his mom edge out Stephanie at every turn. When he got chairs turned for him at the end, when Alicia turned her chair for him, he wasn't hugging Stephanie. He was hugging his mom.
All right. I have a theory now.
Okay, give me your theory.
I haven't seen as much as you, but just hearing what you're saying.
Yes.
And he is all man, and given this whole Blake and Gwen thing, maybe Stephanie sees the stardom in him and is afraid of losing him, and he loves her.
So she's doing that special thing in the bedroom?
And he's like, look, he knows that he might sway away, so he wants to make sure that she keeps at ease and ease her mind. Like, I'm doing this for Stephanie. I got this for Stephanie. Everything I do is for Stephanie.
It became so repetitive and annoying after a while. And I'm a Chris Blue fan.
But it became repetitive. You're the same guy when I watch these food shows and I get tired of them talking about, like, if I win this money, I'm going to give it to my kid who has breast cancer. Or, they never pick the person who cooks the best. It's always the person with the best story.
And here's the,
You told me it's always about the story.
You're right. It is about the story. But even on those Food Network shows that I'm watching and the guys get on there, there's one guy that was on, and I can't remember the chef. He was on Guy's Grocery Games. And every time he went to his one-on-one confessional interview, he was talking about, oh, my wife this, oh, my wife that, oh, my wife this, oh my God.
No, I agree. Almost like hate that stuff.
If he lost his wife, his whole existence. Where value yourself?
Like, honestly, I want to go on a reality TV show, like a contest, and I want to be that guy that be like, well, what are you gonna do when you win the prize money? Oh, I just got the show because I like to cook. If I win the prize money, I'm not opening a restaurant. You know, I'm probably just gonna blow it on
exactly
hoes.
If they ask me,
am I allowed to say hoes?
Yeah,
I said it twice.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy drugs and ass. That's what I'm exactly, gonna do with the money. Drugs and ass.
Can I get some cocaine?
I'm not donating anything. I'm gonna buy drugs and ass.
Exactly. Are you gonna give it to the kids? No.
Unless they got drugs and ass. No.
I will give it to that one 16-year-old dude who sells me weed all the time.
Yeah. And Mona Martha off the Twitter says he's trifling like every other man. Okay, Mona Martha's a little bitter.
Oh, there we go, Mata.
Okay, so let's take a break here because I got a little bit more to say about the finale. And thanks to our friends over at NBC, we have the results of The Voice here. I know what the results are. But D-Tay doesn't, and no. I'm going to play it for him after this break. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show, a.k.a. NBC's The Voice Light. And we'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Hail to the chief engineer.
Just when you thought they had nothing more to say, here's more Fat Guy Radio Show right here on fatguyradioshow.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. We love our Amazon shopping here on Fat Guy Radio Show. Working from home, I don't always have time to run up to the grocery store, and quite frankly, I don't want to. People are rude, you get ran over in the parking lot, and you're treated like a dog meat by the disinterested cashier. No wonder Amazon is all that in a sack of groceries. Avoid the hustle and bustle of the big box stores and get everything from automotive oil to vegetable oil, backhoes to toothpicks, TVs to TV dinners,
tubas to tube socks. No matter what it is, Amazon has it, and you and at probably and probably at a lower cost, and it comes right to your door or workplace. If you want it or need it, get it through the Amazon banner on our website, directly through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, or by tapping the Amazon icon on our official show app. Amazon, so easy, even our graduated intern can write a commercial correctly, knowing Corey won't pre-read it. Ha, gotcha, big guy, and I ain't there for you to chase me because I graduated, but I'm still interning for the show. Shop Amazon the intern.
Wow. Wow.
He's so right, I didn't pre-read it. I just kept rolling because I'm a slave to the script. You're a rat bastard.
He got you.
Congratulations, got you. Your school ain't real. All right, ladies and gentlemen, back to The Voice. A couple of highlights from what happened on The Voice. I got to get to it. We can't play all this audio because they'll mess it up. Chris Blue performed.
Okay.
And you won't believe what song he did. It's not, they did release all their singles, but he performed another song. They performed three times on the final show.
Wow.
You won't believe what song he tore up on the finale show. It might sound a little familiar to you. At the talk over. What song is that? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I don't know.
Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson is a song he did, and the boy blew the roof off the dump with Rhythm Nation. He had the dance moves. They had all of the old school dancers, and I don't know how they made him look black and white. Chris Blue. This is Chris Blue, right? All right, so he did Rhythm Nation, right?
That's pretty dope.
I know. He killed it. All right, fade that out, Limp, because he also paired up with his coach,
okay,
Alicia Keys, and did a Prince song, Diamonds and Pearls.
Ooh, I love this song.
And I'm going to tell you something about this. Chris Blue, Alicia Keys. This will be the day. You will hear me say, I will never run away. Now, Alicia Keys and Chris Blue did this song. Here's Alicia. I am here for you. Love was meant for two. So tell me what you're gonna do. Now, I would leave my wife and kids for Alicia Keys.
So would I.
She's one of those women. She's just that pretty. But I'm telling you, during this performance, Mocha,
yeah,
Alicia Keys and Chris Blue pretty much had sex on that stage.
No, they didn't.
Alicia Keys, look at her face during this performance. Look at her face. Dude, she had passion face through that whole song.
No.
Chris Blue was doing it for her. Alicia Keys' husband, Swiss Beats, he might be a little nervous. Because, dude, wait, okay, when we get back home, rip your pants off. I'll show you this. They literally had sex on the stage while they were performing that.
Okay.
They literally had sex.
I'm about to check that out.
But my boy Chris.
I want to have sex with Alicia Keys.
Who doesn't?
Of course.
I wish I was with Speed. Just Blaze.
Mata Martha off the Twitter loves her some Alicia Keys. We do too.
Yes.
Now, Chris Blue, as being one of the finalists, got to release his own single.
Yeah.
And it's on the iTunes. It's on iTunes now. And our friends over at NBC sent us a clip of his performing him. Of him performing it, and it's titled Money on You. And we can't play the whole thing, we can just give you a little bit of sample. Now, I'm going to buy this because I can. This is hot.
Yeah. See, I have Apple Music, so I don't have to buy it.
Okay, so you got it for free. All right, so that was it. Now, for the moment that we all been waiting for. Everybody already knows except for Mocha and Philippius because Philippius doesn't know because he doesn't care.
Yeah, that's why he's not even in the show.
Mocha doesn't know because he hasn't watched it. And quite honestly, that's fine. You weren't that big, but I got you hooked on Chris Blue.
Yeah.
So the four finalists were
Aaliyah
Molden, the 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Chris Blue.
Okay.
Lauren Dusky.
Yep.
And Jesse
Hartnerbrig.
Jesse Hartnerbrig. Or whatever his name is. I'm going to go ahead and help you out now. It wasn't Aaliyah.
And it wasn't Jesse.
And it wasn't Jesse.
It is exactly what I thought it was going to be. You feeling what I'm feeling? You see that sigh you just let out is the exact same sigh. What is it when you walk back and forth?
Pacing.
I was literally pacing back and forth. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. I was literally pacing back and forth. And because of our friends, thankful to our friends at NBC for sending over the clip, I have the announcer winning from the most vapid host, whatever his name is.
Carson Daly.
Carson Daly. Good Lord, he is useless.
That dude is old.
He is. And he just looks so disinterested. I don't think he has a musical bone in his body. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But here is the announcement that I will play in its entirety for Mocha's full reaction.
Okay.
Let's go to the audio tape. Courtesy of NBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, here we go.
Lauren Dusky and Chris Blue are standing on the stage.
All right.
I hate this music. I hate the waiting. I'm pacing.
Just tell me who won already.
Here it comes.
Chris Blue!
Yeah! Woo! He took it home, baby! He took it home! Chris Blue took it home! I couldn't believe it! I was standing there in my living room watching this on DVR, and I said, it's going to be Lauren. Ugh. The country people come out in droves, but Chris Blue took the home, the coveted voice, hand holding the microphone.
I was sitting here right now. I'm like, please don't say Lauren. Please don't say Lauren.
I had resulted in my life and in my mind and in my heart that they were going to say Lauren Dusky, and they said Chris Blue, and he could not even get through. He could not even get through his final performance because all of his ghetto family came on the stage and security got worried. I know, Mocha.
I want to cry right now so bad.
I know. Chris Blue, baby. Chris Blue.
I feel like I was sick with Chris. Like, oh my gosh. I feel so relieved.
Right. Chris Blue, baby. Chris Blue.
Oh my God!
Is the season what season 400?
No, I listen to "When a Man Loves a Woman" by Chris Blue.
Yep,
all the time.
And
now,
then after the show last week, I showed you his performance of "Take Me to the King."
Oh, "Take Me to the King!" I forgot to download that one because I forgot the name of it.
"Take Me to the King."
But now, thank you, because I'm going to download that after the show.
Yes.
And oh my gosh, because that one I had goosebumps, and we watched it twice, and both times I had goosebumps. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, take me to the king. Like,
no, take me to the king.
My heart is in pieces. It's my offering.
Take me to the king. Lay me at his feet. Take my heart in pieces. It's my offering. I know, right? We at the king. Oh, wait a minute. Justin sent me a new one, and I haven't used it yet.
We got a new church breakdown?
We had a new church breakdown, and then we put it in here, Lip. Did I put it in here?
I thought you did.
Bay 5.
No, it's not on 5. I thought I 17. Put it in here. Maybe I didn't put it in. But anyway, Chris Blue brought it home.
That is what
Lana Marth off the Twitter. Please let the professionals sing. We are the professionals.
Come on, Mata. We do this all day.
Yeah, we do this all day. Our album will be out on iTunes as well. It's in the number one chart. Take me to the king. There it is. Oh, we got a new one. Ah! Chris Blue deserved everything he did, and I hope that, and I really hope he gets Alicia Keys' draws.
Oh man, that's you know what? That is why he keeps making his F, like he keeps saying everything is for Stephanie.
Yeah,
because because she sees how he's looking at Alicia and how Alicia looking at him. He's like, nah, girl, nah, baby, there's nothing between us. Like, this is all for you. I did this all for you.
It's all for you.
Oh, it's all for you. Yeah. But in the back of my mind, he's like, dang, I'm about to stick stones to Alicia Keys.
I'm about to put stones to Alicia Keys.
She's about to have her feet to Jesus.
When we get home tonight.
I'm taking her to the king. I'm taking Alicia
to No, you can't do that to that song. Oh, God. Lord Jesus, forgive us.
Sorry,
Lord,
I don't know
Jesus,
what I do.
Forgive us. Lord God, forgive us, for we knew exactly what we were doing.
And I apologize anyways.
You have been absolved. And may now bang the keys.
Take me to the keys.
Leave me at their feet. Okay, that's just sacrilegious. We gonna go to hell with gasoline draws on.
Hey, I'll meet you there.
Lip, you gonna be the only one here going to heaven, and me and DT gonna be there. Ooh, man, could you imagine the things we could do to each other if we both went to hell?
Oh my gosh, I would like not to imagine that, because it is hot as hell.
Ooh, it's hot in hell. You'd be all sweaty and stuff.
I'm sweaty right now. What are you talking about? Wally ain't even on. Shoo. I'm hot at work. I'm hot outside. I got farmer's tan. Like, it's horrible.
It's horrible.
Look at that. I'm two different colors.
That's beautiful.
Two-toned.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm what I'm supposed to be and what my slave self is. I'm half field slave and half slave, half house slave. I can't even spoke right.
Who's the field Negro and who's the house Negro?
My arms is in the fields and my shoulders are in the house. I'm just reaching out the door. Just reaching out the door, picking cotton. Hey, bring that cotton close to the window. Let me pick that real quick. That's how bad my tan is.
I don't care what your tan looks like. All I can tell you is that you're looking fine as hell today, boy.
Oh, man. I was so ready to do it.
I had the button. I had the lock button on.
Oh, man. Hey, Corey, how am I looking today?
You're looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Is that Martha? I hope you heard that. Did you catch what I said at the end?
What did you say at the end?
How was that, Martha?
Yeah, how was that, Mata Martha? Did we do that one right for you?
White guys scared of every race.
All right, I'm really...
Jesus.
I am really, really proud of I am proud of Chris Blue.
Yeah, me too.
Because he deserved that. And you know what? I'm gonna be honest. I didn't think he had a snowball's chance in hell.
Because Lawrence White.
No, because the country fans.
She's, why is she sings country?
No, because she is extremely.
She dude, is. You she's, look going at, to, she's going to be the next Taylor Swift.
Dude, you look at her and you can't argue the fact that she's going to be a celebrity.
No, she is. Like, honestly, she's going to get a record contract right after him.
She really is.
Like, I guarantee it.
And you know what I feel? Know what I fear?
She's going to be bigger than he is?
She's going to be bigger than he is.
Well, because country people always go double platinum.
She's lived in Nashville for so many years.
And how old is she?
I think she said she was 28.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She got a career in front of her.
Oh, by the way, Britney Spears popped in on the Voice finale as well.
What?
And she looks like a hot mess. Oh.
When did she ever not look like a hot mess? Besides Hit Me Baby One More Time.
That was the last time. And they tried to Hit Me Baby One More Time, Aaliyah Molden, and it didn't work.
Had her sing that?
No, they tried to put her in that box of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
With like a schoolgirl's outfit?
With the schoolgirl's outfit, but it wasn't all the way sexy, and Aaliyah is still awkward.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote down when I was taking notes. Aaliyah Molden, awkward.
She is awkward.
She's just awkward, you know? And I mean, I know that's bad for a 15-year-old girl to hear, but on stage, sweetie, you're awkward. She's probably the sweetest, most bubbliest girl ever, and everybody wants to be her friend, but on stage, she's awkward.
Honestly, she needs time to grow into herself, personality-wise, and her body.
I agree.
And I think at 18, she'll make an amazing star.
Now, do you know who Alisa Cara is?
Was that the other 15-year-old?
No, she's the girl that sings, oh, you're beautiful. Oh, that you're beautiful.
Never heard that song.
Oh. All right, let me mute this channel. Let me see if I can pull it up for you. If you never heard of her, then my question is probably going to be mute. But she performed on The Voice with Aaliyah Molden.
All right.
And it could not have been more awkward.
Are they both awkward looking?
No. Alisa looked like she was like glaring over at Aaliyah Molden, wondering like, what the hell are you here for? Why are you singing my song?
Wow.
It was really Scars to Your Beautiful.
Scars to Your Beautiful.
Not yet, Lip. Okay, Lip, go
never
ahead.
Heard of
she
that.
Just wants to be.
You never heard this song?
She goes.
I'm going to jump ahead before Facebook kicks us off. But there's a
hope that's waiting for you. Oh, I have heard this.
Yeah.
Is she the girl from Pitch Perfect? Like the second one, I think?
Here's the picture.
Yeah, let me see.
Oh, God. Oh. We are horrible at her.
No.
You're not familiar with her?
No.
Well, she was performing on The Voice, and I was just wondering, because I don't know. She's young, she's beautiful, she's a nice-looking girl, but I just got total lesbian vibe off of her.
Ah.
I got big lezzo, and I don't have a gaydar at all.
No, because you're gay.
Yeah. What?
Gay people don't have gaydar.
Is that what it is? That explains it.
It's negated.
And what does that say about you? You live with me. Now, Alisa.
Oh, for long.
I'm kicking him out. Alisa said, Lady K is late as hell. The show is over, baby. What the hell are you joining us for now? You want me to recount everything we didn't cover in the last 45 minutes? The show over.
Hey, Lady K, I love you still.
I don't mean to scold Lady K, but I mean to scold. We come into this studio every Thursday to do a show knowing Lady K is going to be there. Lady K, explanation, please. What the hell were you doing? I hope it was birthing the cow or saving a baby in a dark well. Jeez. I have done the funniest radio that I've ever done in my entire existence, and you missed it.
She was preparing herself for you.
So Alisa Cara is not a lesbian?
I think she might be. I don't know.
I don't know. Aaliyah Molden sang with her, and it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. All right. Are we ready for a break?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Where are we at?
This is three.
Three? Okay. Before we get on the other side of this break, we got to get to trailer talk.
Okay.
But before we get to trailer talk, I have figured out how Wendy's can claim their beef is never frozen.
Whoa.
I have figured. Whoa. I know.
Whoa.
Mind blown. Lady K, I am awaiting your explanation. I find that highly unacceptable, and you're going to get a spanking, little girl. Mata Martha says she misses you, Lady K. Lady K, get to tweeting. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show while I get my girls under control.
Oh.
FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
Afterburn.
What did I say?
Well, so now I know if he's ever playing house and it's late at night, I'm just going to eat in my car. just don't bring food into the house. I'm just going to eat in my car, get out, throw it away, and then come and go home.
Little DJ just sitting on the curb on my Peoria resident with a little purple jacket and box box sitting out there eating. Ain't nothing on the, nobody on the streets.
Under the yellow
lights. What are those little bushes that flow through the streets in like the wind?
Tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed just blows down my street. And every once in a while he slowly turns around and looks at the warm house behind him with one single tear in his eye and says, there's a beautiful kitchen table. I wish I could eat it in there.
But I can't.
But I can't because the big bear doesn't like mess.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We do a bonus show, the Afterburn Show. I can't put the slide up right now because I'm not in it. But this show, we do four free shows a month. And the fifth show, if you want it, you pay $3 for it. it's okay because this show is uncensored. We talk about everything. If you want to hear more about us personally, as people, listen to the Afterburn. It is hilarious. You can't go wrong with it. I mean, Lip, you're on the show. What do you think?
I think it's an awesome way to be entertained. You get to know us personally on a personal level. We share personal stories and we, you know, we have a lot of laughs, and obviously some people think cussing is funny as well. So
exactly. And on this show, we can't say squat. Exactly. I had to censor myself. But I don't do that on Afterburn. Afterburn is for you guys. So if you guys want to check us out, go to Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn.
Yeah. And I'm pay sorry. Your money.
That was really good. I was hearing it through the headphones. I got called into the principal's office because they were saying I was going to upset Lady K.
That's okay. We got to keep our number one listener.
We do. And they're like, stop yelling at Lady K. And I said, you shut your mouth. You sit down right now. She was late for the show, and I find that unacceptable. I got to keep her in line.
See, but I heard she came up with a solution how to shut your mouth.
Oh.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Mata Martha says she's out of the loop.
Who's out of the loop?
Mata Martha, yeah, the Afterburn bonus show is out there. FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn is where you can get that. Lady K, that's a good suggestion on how to make that up to me. And I want to know why, Lady K. Stop telling me that it's what it is. I want to know why. I find that unacceptable, woman.
And see, I want to know why Wendy's able to claim their patties are 100.
I figured this
never
out.
Frozen.
Dude. Okay, Wendy's. And if you don't have Wendy's where you are, probably don't have Wendy's in Australia, you know, down there with Terry. But Lady K, also let me know if you got Wendy's out there in North Cal or wherever the hell you are. I don't know wherever you are, but I'm going to find you and I'm going to give you what for. I'm going to give you what you deserve because you were late for my show.
And that little spanking.
A little slap and tickle on the side.
Mm.
Yeah, a little pitter-patter butterfly slaps.
Pitter patter butterfly slaps.
Wow. That was pretty good.
Oh, what are you gonna do to her? Pitter patter butterfly slaps. Yeah. Pitter patter of my butterfly slaps.
I'm gonna give her butterfly slaps.
You ever heard of butterfly kisses? Well, I get butterfly slaps.
Okay, so yes, right. Lady K has Wendy's and she's avoiding all my other threats. I'm okay, Lady K. I'm really, really smart. I know what's going on here, K. Lady.
You're not fooling me.
You're not fooling me. You're not pulling the wool over my eyes, Lady.
I see ya.
K.
K, Lady.
K, Lady. She's just going right to the punishment now on Twitter. She's like, I'll just take the punishment.
Wow.
I don't want to say it.
Don't make me say it.
No.
Stop with your butterfly slaps.
I don't
want
to say it.
Don't pitter-patter your butterfly slaps.
All right, but I'm hungry, so Wendy's.
Okay, so Wendy's. Wendy's everywhere. I'm not going to say that, Lady K.
Stop, Lady. Stop, Lady K.
Thank you, Lady K. I love the fact that Twitter has pictures. The, No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, man.
Okay, so Wendy's is synonymous and known for setting themselves apart from all the other fast food chains by saying that they have never frozen beef.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay? Now, I have worked in the food industry. My dad, my family was built on restaurants. There is no way that you can safely transport beef without it being frozen. But the reason why Wendy's is able to say their beef is never frozen is because they are playing the law of science.
Mm.
Wendy's is bringing, and this is all alleged, this is just my thought process. Wendy's brings their beef right to the point of scientifically freeze the temperature of freezing.
Okay.
But they don't cross over it, giving them the legal stance to say their beef is never frozen.
Ah.
Mm. Because
the temperature of freezing is like 32 degrees. They bring it right up to 32 degrees, but never go down to like 31.
They bring it up to 31.9 degrees. Or I'm sorry, they bring it up to 33 degrees.
So it's right on that teetering
line. Right on the teeter of freeze. Because here's the reason why. This is why I think this, and I figured it out because I'm a professional fat guy. You know what I'm saying?
How do we know they actually do that, though?
Because there is no way that as many Wendy's locations that there are, that they are getting meat deliveries as often, because if they are storing meat at a regular 54-degree refrigerator, commercial refrigerator degrees, mm-hmm. there is no way that meat is going to last a week.
No.
So either they are buying very, very small, they're stocking it very, very, their stock is very small, and they're getting more deliveries, which from a fiscal standpoint is not good to do, or they're getting a large weekly delivery as most restaurants do, but the meat is just below 32 degrees, allowing them to say it's never frozen. But to the naked eye, to the layman, that's frozen.
Yeah.
But scientifically and legally,
it's not frozen.
It's not frozen.
It's cold enough to keep off the bacteria, but it's not cold enough to be an ice cube.
Exactly, because even if you store wrapped unopened meat in your refrigerators at home, mm-hmm. at operating at 54 degrees, even after a week unopened, that meat can start to grow bacteria and become rancid. Commercial refrigerators in these restaurants are at 40 degrees or lower.
Yeah.
Wendy's, there is no way that they are getting shipments of beef on a daily basis. That's just not financially feasible.
Yeah.
So that's the only way, is that they're bringing that meat right. And Mata Martha has a very good point off the Twitter. She says Wendy's is going to run out of burgers at that rate. You're absolutely right. Because if they keep their stock so low, why aren't Wendy's running out of burgers?
Yeah, and I've been to 24-hour Wendy's, and they always have burgers. So, and I eat three at a time.
So legally,
burgers with patties.
Scientifically.
So that's nine.
Scientifically, Lip.
Yes.
The meat is not frozen.
Okay.
Based on the temperature of freezing.
Yeah.
So it's a technicality. They got us on a technicality. They get
us. They're getting us on. That's the only way, man.
It has to be.
It takes a professional fat dude to figure that out.
Now, my question on this whole thing
I'll entertain the question. We're at the cramp.
What
everything
the
in
heck was Corey doing where he's like, I wonder how they make this claim?
What was Corey doing?
Not working.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's actually something, mama.
I'll tell you what I was doing. I was enjoying some Wendy's, trying to figure out how the hell is this beef not being thrown out every other day for going rancid. And I had to pull into the subconscious of my subconscious, and I came to the conclusion it's because they are playing the laws of science.
Ah.
And I also had this conversation with my sister during Mother's Day. Blew everybody's mind. They thought I was the smartest guy in the room.
Maybe you are.
I might be.
Maybe you aren't.
Mara thought the Twitter, Wendy's be trifling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side of this break, then we'll do trailer talk and Instagram follower post of the week. Right after this, if you miss a little, you miss a lot. You'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Hail to the chief engineer.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck. Ba-do-da-da.
Listen in your office, in your car, or even your
vacation with your whole family. Dua.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
I hit too many buttons. I don't know what was going on. We haven't heard that. Listen to your neighbors. Kill your neighbors. Drown them in your pool. Just listen to the children at the school. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, where crack is served during the breaks. Ladies and gentlemen, we do a bonus show every month. Oh, we did that already. Damn it.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And Mata Martha, Lady K says, what's up, girl? That was my Lady K. You like my new Lady K?
Yeah,
What's up, girl? Hi, Martha. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Halo 6, damn it, click the banner, buy a cigarette. All right, ladies.
I'm not out enough time for
better.
Hello,
get the banner, buy a cigarette.
Buy a cigarette.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry. Halo 6 at fatguyradioshow.com. They're not cigarettes. They're electronic cigarettes. So literally, they are cigarettes. They're just electric. They're going to be so mad at me. They're going to be so damn mad at me. But that's okay. The good thing is that the suits in the back, they're not pulling me in there to talk about the Halo 6 read, but sure as Hilton, I said something about Lady K. They were like, Court, we got to say it.
Don't do it.
That's literally what the BDB Radio Network guys sound like.
And then you have the female one that was like,
yeah. And then you got Lady K coming in on the back. I don't know why my Lady K impersonation
sounds like Lil Stewart.
She's gonna be so mad.
I want a better flash lamps.
Mata Martha says your ass go choke. Please, let's go to drink. Wait, Lady K's chimed in. What the hell have you been smoking?
Crack!
I told you I'm back in the
bananas are yellow! Bananas are yellow!
Can we just end the show now?
Let's just go home.
We're not going to get to anything else.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the segment that is sweeping the nation. We call it Trailer Talk.
The movies are out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
Where's the bed? There it is. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we review the trailers. Focus now, Corey.
Yes.
Professional.
It's a trailer time.
Can you please calm down those cotton ball wind chimes? It's too bad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry.
What? Ma!
I can't hear nothing.
No! Let me alone, Ma!
Trailer Talk. We review the trailers because we can't afford to go to the movies. This week.
I'm broke.
You know, sometimes, folks, we entertain ourselves.
I did that at my mom's house one time.
Sometimes like, what we say on the radio are true.
Yeah.
I'm on my
But then he was just at his house. He said, Ma! The tostadas!
Ma! The empanadas! Ma, the enchiladas!
Ma, the frijol burritos!
Ma, where's the frijoles?
Ma!
The tamal!
You know what? We did that whole...
The tamal! The tamales! Mama! Mama! Ama! Ama! Ama, the guacamole! Ma! Ma! Ma!
And that was Trailer Talk.
girl trip. Queen Latifah's not fat anymore. Let's go.
Go watch it. Oh my gosh! I need a paramedic. Mom, the paramedic!
Mom, I need an ambulance. Mom, call the ambulance.
Ma, the chocolate.
All right, I'm done. I can't do anymore. Okay, I've lost control. I've lost control. It was those damn cotton ball wind chimes.
I'm sorry, I'll stop them.
Oh, God.
Ma! The cotton ball wind chimes!
I don't have water.
Here, you can have my extra water, because the intern loves me and not you. Okay. All right. Queen Latifah's not fat anymore.
So that's a good movie. Jada Peak is not old enough.
What the hell caused this show to spin out of control right now?
Oh, your God. Modern, your
Lady K.
Lady K. Impression.
It was Lady K.
Lady K. Impression.
Lady K. Modern Martha says, y'all gonna have a stroke. Lady K is like, oh my God. Modern Martha's LMAO. Tostadas. LMAO. Oh my God. Lady K, you started this. See what happens when you're late for the show? Oh. Lady K, I'm hot. I'm perspiring.
I'm wilting like a summer flower.
I'm wilting like a sunflower on a summer afternoon. I do declare.
I need a mint julep for this constitution.
I do. I really wish the Montgomery, even though he is the house Negro, would bring me a mint julep.
Yes.
It would be lovely about time of night.
It would be.
It'd allow me to get my throat back after doing all that yelling that Philippians does at his house.
I gotta keep going.
Okay. All right. Where the hell are we in the show?
We were at Girls Trip with Regina Hall, Jada Pinkett Smith, Tiffany Haddish,
and
Queen Latifah.
Yeah, but we kind of summed that up because
Queen Latifah ain't fat no more.
Queen Latifah ain't fat no more. She's a lesbian. Was she at the YMCA?
She taking a shower.
Oh man.
I love you guys.
I have lost control.
I love you guys.
I have lost control.
I'm so glad I worked out today.
Oh, my God. Okay. Where are we at? How much time do we have?
We got like 5 minutes.
Okay, that's not even worth it. No, we got to do America F yeah, right?
F yeah.
We can get through it.
F yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the second segment. I promise we'll get to this one. As long as I don't do my Lady K impersonation, we should be fine. Fat Guy Radio, Lady K says, bleep, 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 I'll never be late again. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's America when Americans, where we feature Americans doing what Americans do, because we believe there is still some love and goodness in America. Oops, wrong. I swear I didn't do that on purpose.
Hey, I had to slide way too early, and I went to the Instagram follower slide. The three shot.
The wheels are off. Ladies and gentlemen, America, yeah. America, yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Dateline, New York, New York. It's known by many worldwide to have streets littered with grumpy, yelling people making it all about themselves. Well, that's not the mindset of Lewis Miller, a floral designer based out of New York. Lewis and his team came up with an idea to make frowning, grumpy New Yorkers smile. Lewis, being a floral designer, him and his team have taken to the streets of the Big Apple and are arranging and creating beautiful, blossoming bouquets of flowers inside city trash cans. His team is constantly scouting the streets, looking for the ideal trash can to host their flower bunches. And these aren't just a few flowers sitting on the edge of a trash can. These are humongous, gorgeous, professionally arranged flowers, all paid for by Lewis as his labor of love for the boroughs. On the trash can's turned vase is spray painted tags that read LMD XNYC, so passerbyers can find photos of the blossoms on Instagram. LMD, of course, stands for Lewis Miller Design. Quote, there are flowers in New York That's really the message: to gift flowers to New Yorkers for no other reason than to make them smile, the company's project director told the Today Show. He goes on and says, if they're really early risers and they come while we're making them, they ask us, what is this for? And we say, it's for you. They truly don't believe us. That disbelief is very New York, he added. And that is your America F Yeah Spotlight. That's pretty cool where they turn trash cans into flowers.
That is pretty cool, actually.
It's actually very, very, very beautiful.
I read the slide. It said trash flowers, and I was like, oh, snap. So they're making flowers out of trash? And I was like, no. They put real flowers in trash cans.
Yeah, we have the pictures up on our live feed. If you're watching the show live, you can always go back and watch the replay of the show on our Vimeo page. Just go to fatguyradioshow.com/Vimeo. And you can also watch it under our videos tab on our Facebook page. And just for Mata Martha one more time. She likes that.
I love it too.
Okay, I'm all out of gas now. Did I get to everything on the show?
I didn't.
I think so. Do you have an Instagram follower?
I did have a guy that, yeah, we did. We're not going to do it.
Okay.
I did have a guy that sent me a tweet, and he asked me, he's like, Corey, it's Red Nose Day. Why aren't you wearing a red nose? I think I've made this clear on the show, but he might be a new listener, so I'll bring it up again. The reason why I'm not wearing a red nose is because I have never, ever financially supported any organization that sends monetary or materials overseas to other countries when I feel that there are children that are here in America that need, you know, that help and that assistance. And I understand that the Red Nose campaign does help American kids and children and families, but not everything goes to America's kids and families. And I do the same thing at my church. Anytime my church has any type of outreach ministries that go outside the borders of the United States, I don't support them financially. I don't put my money behind that because I don't believe those countries need the help. I do it because I believe we need the help. And if we build up America first, imagine how much more of a help we would be to those other countries if our S was straight.
Yeah.
If we didn't have any more hungry children, if we didn't have any more hungry families, if we didn't have as many homeless populations as we did, if we didn't have such a huge gap between poverty and wealth, you know what? Let's work at home first. That's the reason why I am not supporting the Red Nose Day.
I can see that.
Mm. Right?
Yeah, no. If you want to fix the world, you got to start right at home.
Now, before we go, now, Lip, you intercepted a tweet from Mata Martha.
Yes.
That you were telling me about. Mata Martha brought up the fact that it was what?
Stroke month, I think. Awareness month.
It's stroke awareness month.
Yeah.
So be aware of that. And the reason why Mata Martha is bringing that up is because Mata Martha is a recent stroke victim. And once she gets all of her faculties back in order, I'll actually like to have her on the phone. Tell us about that, because Mata Martha is our diehard listener. We love her. She's up there with P1 Lady K. She fell off the radar for a little bit of a while, but she had a reason.
Yeah.
And she's back. She's chiming back in with us, but we know that it's a process. She's a strong lady. Mata Martha, I have been tracking with you. I have been tracking on the Twitter. I've been tracking with you on Snapchat and all your stories with you, all them videos with all them kids in the van that they're not yours. I've been tracking Mata Martha, and we are extremely proud and happy for you making a full recovery and a full comeback and sticking with the show. And I hope that while you were down and recovering, you were able to listen to some of the shows, maybe not participate live, but able to listen to the show. So we love you, Mata Martha. And yes, Lip did tell me to recognize that it is National Awareness, Stroke Awareness Month.
Yes.
Right? Mata Martha, I hope I did that right. If I didn't,
sorry.
Send your complaints to Ryan.
Yeah, please send your complaints to Ryan, or if you really are struggling with it and you don't want to send your complaints to Ryan, you can go ahead and send them to Lady K. How about that? You're welcome, Mata Martha. We love you. Right, Lady K agrees. Clean your own backyard first. Now, her tweet, I'm going to read her tweet verbatim, which I very, very seldomly do. But Lady K's tweet says, or her message in says, clean up your own backyard first. That's right. What I read on my screen was clean your own backside first.
Wow.
I thought Lady K was telling us to wipe our booties. Mm. Lady K, don't you make me pitter patter butterfly slap you. We got to find out some way to fit that on the iTunes. I got to title the show Pitter Patter Butterfly Slap. Yes. That's way too many characters.
It is, but.
All right. Well, congratulations again to our boy.
Chris Blue?
Chris Blue.
Where are you going with this?
Corey strokes out at the end of the show. Shout out to our boy Chris Blue. DJ, I know you were extremely ecstatic to hear that.
And yes, I was.
It was hard for me to sit on that and not run to you and get on my knees and tell you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we have for you. My apologies to Justin Bieber. Oh, by the way, the Justin Bieber boy that got kicked off, he was brought back too and was totally upstaged by everybody that was on the stage. All right, my apologies to Justin Bieber's. We just plumb ran out of time. Today's show is brought to you by Target. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question. The address is up on the screen. Interact with me and the guys on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. For our executive producer, you, no boy, Philippius, yes. Speak.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you, associate producer, Daniel
yes,
Taylor,
yes,
speak.
Yes, what's up, dude?
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people, fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, look them dead in the eyes and say, join us next week. See you at the top.
Bye.
Hello. Rip that shirt off, Lady Kate.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let me put some mofunk in it. Don't forget Halo Cigs, premium electronic cigarettes at fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. Make the switch today. There's an electronic cigarette and e-liquid for you. fatguyradioshow.com/Halo Cigs. That's all for now. Ta-ta.